Chapter 5. Cecil gives his speech. Roger wasn't sure if the white snake liked him. He couldn't tell. He wasn't sure if he liked the snake. The snake looked awfully big. He should have asked Marmalade if the snake ate rodents before they found him. I was lost, hissed the snake. He started weaving back and forth to coil himself up. I'm running away. Not again, said Marmalade. She sat down and curled her tail around her snowy paws. Cecil, how many times have I said it? You can't just run away whenever your cage is left open. Eric loves you. He gets upset when you go missing. But my glass box is cold, said the snake. I need warmth. And Eric needs you, said Marmalade. I have an idea, said Roger, an idea that will help both Eric and Cecil. The cat and the snake looked at him. Tell us, said the snake. He sounded curious. Roger took a deep breath. His voice was a little squeaky. You have a problem, right? He began. Your cage is too cold, right? Yes, hissed the snake. But when you go out looking for a warmer place, then your boy misses you. So, if your cage could be warmed up, you would feel a lot better. There is my desk lamp in Eric's room near your cage. Marmalade and I can push your cage under that lamp. That way, the lamb can warm your cage, and both you and Eric can feel happier. Marmalade swished her tail in excitement. Roger, that's a great idea, she said. What do you think, Cecil? The snake was staring at Roger, staring very hard. Roger grunted. I think, said the snake quietly, that is a good idea. This is a very clever young rat. Roger smiled. He shook his head. No, I'm not clever. I don't have any talent. What a silly thing to say, said Cecil. Who told you that you don't have a talent? Everyone. Well, I say differently, said the snake. He was all coiled up now, and his head reached the top of the washboard. I have met hundreds of rodents in my life, and few of them could solve problems. It seems that you don't know your own abilities. He drew his neck up importantly. Cecil likes to talk, whispered Marmalade. He's always giving speeches. Roger sat down politely to listen. First, tell me why you agree to look for me, young rat. Cecil, Roger thought hard. Mommy needed help, said Roger slowly, and I thought I could help her. I can usually find missing things or animals. So, said Cecil, you like to help others, that's good. Now how did you know where to find me?
I know.
Chattered the cat. He asked me where you hid before. Then he told me all those spots were warm. He thought about other warm spots in the house, and then we checked each one.
Aha, said the snake. Roger is curious. He asked lots of questions. And he thinks about what he's learned. All very important skills.
Important for what? Roger wondered. Then, young rat, you use deductive thinking to solve problems. What's deductive thinking?
asked Roger. It is a logical way of thinking that helps you come up with answers. You noticed that I like warm places and thought about all warm places in the house. You also have a good memory, Cecil added. You are able to list all the warm places in the house. Finally, you pay attention to what you see and hear. How do you know that I was behind the trunk? He asked Roger. I saw your trail in the dust, exclaimed Roger. Good observation skills, said Cecil. Yes, my young friend, you have the makings of a talented detective. Roger felt warm from the tip of his tail to his ears. A detective! Do you really think so? He asked. The cat and the snake both nodded. A great private eye, said the cat. My eyes aren't very private, said Roger. And I have two, not just one. Cecil hissed with laughter. It is a saying, he explained. It means that you can use your eyes and your skills to help to find things or to solve problems for others. Roger smiled. Do you think other animals could use a private eye? Oh, yes, said Marmalade. I am always losing my catnip toy. I would pay you to find it. And I, began the snake, but he didn't finish. Before he could say one more word, the animals heard a scream from downstairs.